Let's talk cookies, not the yummy type that Cookie Monster eats. I'm talking about website cookies. Not the most exciting of subjects, but if you're a website owner, you need to pay attention to them, I'm afraid. The European Union is just about to bring into force a new set of laws relating to the use of cookies on your website. It's their attempt to crack down on advertisers and advertisers tracking users and invading their privacy. But as with any such set of regulations, it doesn't really do a particularly good job and actually can affect any use of cookies on your website. And that has fairly major consequences. For example, if you're using cookies to work a shopping basket, then you need to ask the user's permission before you use those cookies. Equally, if you're using Google Analytics to track traffic, you need to get the user's permission to do that. Kind of quite serious, really. The worst case scenario here is that whenever somebody visits your site, you have to pop up a pop-up window and say, can we have your permission to use cookies? And that's going to create a bad user experience, and obviously it's going to be very damaging to your website. Fortunately, before you go into a frenzy of panic over this, I don't think it's going to quite work out like that. I don't think that the fearmongers out there have really got it right. You see, the thing is the EU is primarily targeting advertisers. So if you're using cookies for legitimate reasons, I don't think you've got a huge problem there. But even setting aside that, there is some interesting wording in the legislation that is, as with all laws and regulations, is open for interpretation. And I actually think that we're going to find that once this kind of hits the courts and the first few experimental trials are happening on this, that the whole emphasis of the legislation will shift. I mean, I'm not an expert, but I've done a little bit of reading on this, and outlaw.com, which by the way is an excellent site, says that the kind of best prospect you have for kind of avoiding this really damaging your website is a part of the directive that says a user's consent to processing the cookies may be explained by using appropriate settings of a browser. In other words, a user gives their consent if the browser settings are such that it allows cookies. So a user can go into their browser and they can disable cookies. They've always been able to disable cookies. But if they disable cookies and they're not giving their consent, if the cookies are enabled, they are giving their consent. So actually, this could all go away as a problem. And don't worry too much or panic too much over it. So what should you be doing right now? Well, actually, the advice that we're giving is really simple. For a start, we recommend that every website has a privacy policy outlining how you use cookies, what you use them for, as well as any other privacy concerns that you have, and that you link to that privacy policy from every page on your website. And in that privacy policy, you should explain how and why you use cookies and include a link to a website like aboutcookies.org so that the visitor can access instructions on deleting or controlling cookies on their website. And we believe that that's probably sufficient for the time being. So hopefully it doesn't mean we all have to panic about our websites or get too melodramatic about the whole thing. So there's our advice. Create yourself a privacy policy page, talk about your use of cookies, and provide users with instructions about how they can disable cookies if they're not happy with the use of them.